Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. Now, if you would like to help out the channel, no pressure though, consider hitting that like button right now, the subscribe button, and maybe the notification bell too, as it all really does help out. And let's crack on with today's story. Now, today's story does come with a couple of updates as well from Fire Meaning, who says, "My 35 female sister, 25 female, has a bridesmaid, 25 female, gone rogue." I will preface this by saying my parents gave my sister a choice. She gets a sum of money either to pay for her wedding or to get set up with a house. My sister wisely chose to have the house, so her wedding is going to be a rather small affair she is paying for solo. I've been doing as much as I can to help with keeping her costs down, which, long story, was a lot. She asked me to be her maid of honour and our brother one of the groomsmen. My sister has a bridesmaid who is a friend from college, Janet. I never cared for her, finding her rather rude and selfish. But it's my sister's wedding and I'm quite good at dealing with people. I ended up friending her on Facebook. The first issue between us came at a get-together my sister hosted. Janet made a pointed comment to her boyfriend in front of me, saying she was surprised at my sister's bridesmaid, that if she was getting married, she would be sure that her bridesmaids were thin, young, and pretty. It was obviously directed at me, as Janet and the other two bridesmaids are both very thin and younger. Frankly, it didn't bother me as a dig. I'm comfortable with my appearance and age, and I'm a 22 BMI, so not unhealthy weight. It may have been due to the fact that I am gay, and don't go for traditionally pretty looks. The next issue, though, came with a bridal shower. I planned it with two cousins. Janet decided last minute to plan a vacation over this time and convinced another of the bridesmaids that it was really family only and that she wasn't welcome, despite being invited. She also posted a link to a thing about the top stupidest games played at showers on Facebook. If I wasn't sure this was intended maliciously towards me, I was after the Bachelorette issue, which happened recently. Initially, I was told by another bridesmaid the party was going to be on the 10th and that it was going to take place at a certain restaurant and club. Now, this club is literally down the street from me and I actually own a small portion of the business. I was excited, saying that I would make sure it was amazing. A few days later, Janet messaged me telling me that the party was actually planned for the 17th and that it would be taking place at another location and involved more shopping and a male strip club. Now, I had posted that I would be out of town on business on the 17th, and neither shopping nor a strip club appealed to me, so I said that it would be a shame I was going to have to miss it. The afternoon of the 10th, my sister posted on Facebook that she had just been kidnapped for a surprise bachelorette party. A bit later, one of the other bridesmaids sent me a message asking me what I could do to make the party taking place at my restaurant special. I questioned her and she was under the impression that I had said I wasn't interested in attending the party. Obviously, Janet had actively lied to me to keep me out of the party. At this point, I could talk to my sister, but I didn't want to drum up any drama when she was already stressed out over wedding things, so I kept quiet. It is now 3 weeks out from the wedding. Today, my sister has sent me a whole series of messages Janet has sent her. Janet has questioned, made snarky remarks, etc. over every aspect of my sister's wedding. From the choice of music, too cheesy, to transportation, Janet wants a limo, to the order of things. She wants the first dance later in the reception. I've told my sister to ignore her, that it is her wedding, and when Janet gets married, she can make her own decisions. But my sister is second-guessing herself and freaking out that her low-scale wedding isn't good enough. My sister has a history of anxiety disorders, so this is not a good thing for her. A week ago, she was really happy about her choices. Now she's crying and breaking down. Right now, I don't know if I should tell my sister the way Janet has been treating me. It might make her understand that this is Janet's problem, not hers, or it could cause more issues. I honestly want to give Janet a piece of my mind, but I think that would only make things worse for the wedding and for my sister. All I want for my sister is to have a good wedding. I don't know how to fix this issue, so that happens. I know you're worried about your sister's mental health in this, but she's clearly concerned herself, and, you know, Janet sent her these messages making snarky comments, questioning her over every aspect of her wedding, like telling her her music's too cheesy, the transportation because Janet wants a limo, and it's making your sister feel uncomfortable, and that's why she sent you these messages. So I think at this point, it would be wise, to me anyway, to just let her know that you're in the same boat. Janet's treating you absolutely horribly. I mean, look what she done with the whole switching around of the club restaurant thing. That is one shady so-and-so. And your sister deserves to know how she's been treating you as well. And I'm not sure if this is going to sound over the top, but I wouldn't want someone like that at my wedding. If they're willing to go through some of the things that's been said in this post, what are they going to do at the wedding? Are they going to make a show for themselves there as well? They sound like a right arsehole to me. But before those updates, we're going to cover a couple of the comments. One from Living Flying, who says, "I would tell your sister. I'm afraid if you don't, Janet will find ways to sabotage the actual wedding. So far, she's only managed to fuck up the preliminaries. So sit your sister down, maybe with your mum too, and let her see that Janet's not someone who has her best interests at heart, and all her criticism is part and parcel of a larger agenda which she has been enacting. Reassure her that all her wedding choices are solid and she needs to have confidence that she has planned the right wedding for her. Handle Janet using the minimum force necessary to keep her from causing further problems and be civil as long as she permits it. But don't be afraid to take the gloves off if she tries to pull any further bullshit. And next time someone says to you she would be sure that her bridesmaids were thin, young and pretty, say, yeah, I know what you mean. I would make sure mine were mature, kind and classy." MM172 says, "At this rate, if someone doesn't call Janet on her crap, she's going to pull some kind of major drama bomb at the wedding itself. Yes, tell your sister that Janet's been using the exact same nonsense on you, and the only reason you haven't said anything is that you didn't want her exposed to it. Then tell her that you'll do whatever she needs you to do to be supportive, from running interference on whatever nastiness Janet tries to pull, kicking Janet out of the bridal party personally. But this woman is not worth a moment of second-guessing her decisions over, let alone what she's doing to herself right now." OP replies to that saying, "I seriously doubt my sister would kick her out of the wedding party at this point. They have a ton of mutual friends, and I can't see it going over well. Plus, my sister is very soft and it would be totally outside her nature unless Janet did something very over the top. If it was me, she'd have been gone already." Josie Berger says, "I say you better step up to Janet and soon. She's the type of person who's going to make your sister's wedding all about herself and she will ultimately ruin it. Give her a piece of your mind and show that you are not the big sister for no reason. And I say call her out in front of the other bridesmaids so that they realise that Janet has been acting up and won't be listening to her next time." Kazmasaur says, "Oh, please give Janet a piece of your mind. She's totally fucking deserves it. I mean, bait and switching you out of a party thrown at your own business. That's fucking cold." And Little Wooly says, "First, you should tell your sister about your experience with Janet. Then you and your sister need to talk to the groom about the comments Janet has made about the wedding plans. After all, it's his wedding too she's talking about. He may be willing to play the bad guy to the other guests and convince your sister to cut Janet out entirely." And there was another response from OP which said about how the other bridesmaids are reacting to Janet, to which OP replied saying, "As far as I know, they aren't really aware of what's going on. The bridal shower and the bachelorette party were both sort of framed as mistakes, so I doubt they know or notice I was purposely snubbed. Frankly, I got the impression Janet wanted me to make a stink so that she could feed off the drama. So by quietly not saying anything, I took that power away from her. At the same time, I eliminated my sister's stress. At the time, it seemed like a good choice, but it means now I have to explain for others to understand." So now we're going to move on to that first update to see what that says. "Everyone's suggestion pushed me over the breaking point. I met with my sister today for breakfast. She was a crying mess, second-guessing everything about her wedding. I asked if this was because of Janet's comments. She said yes, and let me read all of Janet's texts and Facebook messages to her. Janet has been ripping my sister apart. I'm furious by this time. My sister needs a big sister, not an avenging angel. I told my sister the stuff Janet has pulled on me. She was horrified and kept apologizing. Then she got angry. The next 2 hours were a bitch fest about stuff Janet did through college. I seriously don't understand why my sister is friends with this girl. She has been universally miserable to everyone. Finally, I asked point blank if she wants to kick Janet at the wedding party. My sister says no, that she feels she needs to keep her promise and that it's too late to kick her out now. My sister didn't get the same vengeful asshole gene that I did, so I ask her what she does want. After thinking, she says she wants Janet to just leave her alone until the wedding. Done. I can be a butch fairy godmother and make this wish come true. I take my sister's phone, send Janet a text saying that at this point all the wedding decisions are final, so there's no sense talking about them. Oh, and because my sister will be so busy between now and the wedding, all communication and messages should go through me. Then I block Janet's number. I sent the same message on Facebook and blocked Janet on Messenger, then unfollowed her feed. Finally, I sent a Facebook message and text through my account. Afterwards, my sister just brightened back up. We ended up having a fun afternoon at a Halloween attraction. I got one message from Janet, saying she doesn't believe that my sister blocked her. There was also a passive-aggressive message on her Facebook, but at this point my sister would have to actively seek it out. Just before writing this, I called my mother and brother, who is a groomsman, and we are all livid, but respect my sister's decision to keep Janet in. However, we're going out of our way to make sure we pull family rank and make sure things are great for my sister. Generations of passive-aggressive people have led up to this. You don't fuck with my family. I'll take any suggestions on how to block Janet from making any other issues.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And now we're going to move on to an update that's after the wedding. So, the wedding was Saturday, and I thought you would all like to hear how things worked out. Following everyone's suggestion from the first update, I contacted all the vendors, etc., and told them not to take any input from anyone not me or my sister, including the pastor who my sister has admitted befriending and coming to for advice. He was surprisingly awesome, and I ended up telling him the whole story, and got him upset about things as well. A few days later, I get a call from the DJ, who says that someone else called to question some stuff about the reception, namely the timing, which I knew was a sticking point for Janet. Later talking to the venue, they said someone talked to them. In both instances, they gave the answer that all that should be directed to me. Meanwhile, I've been watching Janet's Facebook and found rather passive-aggressive posts that seemed to be pointed towards my sister and I. I ignored them. My sister maintained no contact. A week before the wedding, I get a text from Janet asking, what should I do with Christopher? We have 2 hours where I'll be busy with pictures. He will be alone. Now, I didn't know she had a child and didn't think my sister had arranged any childcare. So this seemed totally a pertinent question. Without thinking, I replied that I was sure there were some cousins who would be happy to babysit and that it would be wise to pack a bag of stuff if he was too young to entertain himself for 2 hours. Then I messaged my sister. Christopher is Janet's boyfriend. It was an honest mistake, but kinda hilarious. Janet didn't message me back. Before the rehearsal, I made sure Janet had the full schedule for the weekend. I sent it through text, email, and Facebook message. She responded maybe twice on the group message I sent. The day before the rehearsal, I sent her several texts reminding her to be at the church at 5. Of course, she wasn't there. Everyone starts talking about it, and I guessed at this point word had gotten around that Janet was being a pain, and the general consensus was disgust and relief. The pastor and I talked, and he pulled my sister aside and said they would make plans if Janet just wasn't there. It wasn't really a big adjustment. One groomsman would instead escort in the groom's grandmother. we do a run through, the pastor calls for us to do another quick run through of walking and seating, and the doors open and there is Janet. I think she thought she was making an entrance. Instead, everyone, grandparents and parents and bridal party, are all shooting her the dirtiest of looks. The pastor, to his credit, put on his best, dripping with disdain, Professor Snape voice, and said,
"You must be Janet. We thought you weren't coming."
Yes, I knew that was awful. And wait for her to get in line. She seemed cowed and stayed very quiet. Afterwards, she tried to rather loudly claim that she had no clue what time things were. This was quickly disproved thanks to the text I had saved. She is, at this point, just hanging all over my sister, sort of snivelling. We were meeting at a restaurant nearby for the rehearsal dinner. It was literally within walking distance, and most of us just wandered over. Somehow, Janet drove and managed to be late to the dinner, claiming to be lost. She ended up sitting by the groom's family. For the start of the dinner, she sat arms crossed like a petulant child. Then she started drinking way too much. Thankfully, she was far enough away that my sister and her husband didn't really notice her antics. As we left, I think every single person there reminded her to be at the hotel to get ready by 10, especially my brother. She kept nodding and uh-huhing. I sent a few texts and Facebook messages for good measure. Of course, the next day, no show. We had a hairdresser set up in the suite, and she did all her updos, then hung around for a while before packing up. This is about when Janet finally arrived. I think my sister by this point was so done with Janet's shit, she didn't even get upset. Now to this next part. You have to understand, I have long hair that I always wear in tight French braid, then curled into a bun. Most people never see my hair down. For the wedding, my sister wanted the Pinterest discovered, loose, braided hair down styles. When she had said braids though, Janet had complained we would all look like, a slang term for lesbians, like me. So I answered the door with a rather nice hairstyle down over my shoulders. Makeup done professionally, dress on. Janet literally has her hair wet, no makeup and her dress in a bag. When she found out the hairstylist and makeup person were gone, she flipped. I recommended that I could just braid my hair like I wear mine every day, and she just shot me dirty looks. Instead, Janet ended up having a half hour to basically dry her hair and put it in a ponytail. The next little thing was totally passive aggressive on my part. When my sister and I had our heart to heart, my sister admitted that Janet sold jewelry through some pyramid scheme. Oh shit, here we go. She had strong-armed my sister into buying a jewelry set, which she didn't terribly care for. I told her that I would take care of it. I went through a connection and ended up renting a vintage set of jewelry. Pieces far nicer than anything I could afford. On the day of the wedding, they brought it to the hotel and it brought my sister to tears. When Janet showed up at the hotel, there stood my sister glittering in diamonds instead of the plastic pieces she coaxed her into. I knew too this entered a temptation for Janet's power play. So I also contacted a guy who works at a friend's nightclub as security. The guy is quite professional and looks like he could be a male model. I paid him to walk around, supposedly to be security for the necklace. Really though, he was there in case Janet pulled anything, and to keep my sister a bit more stress-free. Also, he ended up making my sister feel like a rock star, needing security. All that was left was for Janet to behave like a petulant child, which she did, in spades, pouting and making photos difficult. I asked the photographer to place her end of the row, in case my sister decides to have her edited out. That's my sister's choice, but it's prepared if she so chooses. My security let me know Janet left right after dinner at the reception. None of us noticed. My sister lifted the blocks for Janet online on the flight for her honeymoon. She hasn't made any contact since or made any acknowledgement of the wedding or honeymoon pictures. When my sister gets back, I'll talk to her about their friendship more. Thank you everyone for your excellent suggestions and thoughts. They helped me to make my decisions and everything seems to have worked out. And there was one more relevant comment, which she's replying to, saying she, Janet, was too cloying to outright sabotage. It was more just passive-aggressively informing everyone she wasn't pleased with decisions. The phone calls to the vendors were questioning if they had things right, for instance. All the texts to my sister were, "Are you sure that won't make your wedding look bad?" type messages. And just to cover the slur very briefly here, I know the slur can be used as a positive in some situations, but in this post it was being used as a negative, and that's why I wasn't going to say it in this. And I've had people call me out before for actually saying the word. So, you know, I'm just playing on the side of caution here. So I hope you can forgive me for that. And let's move on. And there's a couple of points I really want to touch on this story. That there's the one where she, you know, mistaked her boyfriend for a child, which is absolutely hilarious. But it's the way she worded it as well. Like, what shall I do with Christopher? Like he is a child. It's like, he's an adult. Surely he can socialize or do something else, you know? And then we got to one of my favorite parts of the story. Obviously not for them. It's not going to be a favorite part for them. But the MLM section where she's selling shitty jewelry as part of a pyramid scheme. And I thought, MLMs, Janet. It all makes sense now, doesn't it? And I think OP done the best they could in this situation. You know, they didn't overstep in any way and totally steamroll Janet, which I kind of hope she did at one stage, but simply because Janet didn't deserve to be in that wedding at all. She sounds like a right pain in the ass. And I'm glad OP said at the end there, you know, when she does get back from her honeymoon, she's going to talk about those friendships, because that sister, it's harsh to say, I know she's got anxiety and stuff like that, but how did she end up with a friend like that who's treating her this way for so long? You know, since college, she's been with this person. And I kind of imagine it's like these relationships we see where people break up and then afterwards they say, oh, like, it's like the fog has been lifted. And I bet it feels like that, but for sister, you know, to separate that friendship now, it's like the fog has been lifted. And, you know, friendships are not like this. Friends shouldn't treat you this way. And I hope Janet sees the error of her ways in the future and becomes a better person. We're never going to find that out, but we can always hope, can't we? Anyway, what do you guys make of this story? What would you do if Janet was in your sister's wedding? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge, huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. If you do love a Reddit story, as I said, and you want to help out the channel, you can click that join button down below for YouTube, which is different from the subscribe, I should mention. And there's a link tree in the description where you can click on Patreon and join up over there. Thank you so much for your love, time, and support. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.